Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Jews in the city of Corinth thought they could silence the preaching of Paul by bringing him before the court of Gallio, the deputy or proconsul of Achaia, the province in which Corinth was located. They could not discover any legal basis for their charges against Paul, so they used their own law to challenge him. They said to Gallio, "This fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." Acts 18:13. In the first place, the charge was false. Paul was teaching men what the law said about the coming of the Messiah. But none of that concerned Gallio. He cared neither for Judaism nor for Christianity. He thought it was ridiculous that the Jews would try to use Roman law to enforce their religious beliefs and practices. Frankly, I agree with Gallio on that point. When the government and religion become intertwined, it is not good for the government or for religion. Gallio was determined not to become involved in a religious controversy. He was not interested in the Jews' charge against Paul or in Paul's defense. And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O you Jews, reason would that I should bear with you." Acts 18:14. In other words, if Paul had committed murder or stolen items or engaged in wicked lewdness, that would have been a matter for Gallio to judge. But the Jews did not accuse Paul of any crime. If Paul had violated the law, Gallio was morally obligated to investigate and render a judgment. Gallio was really arguing that the Jews had no case against Paul. Judges are not always as perceptive and fair as Gallio. In many cases in American courts, they make judgments without any evidence and even contrary to the evidence. Judges are like all other human beings. They have their own prejudices and biases. Sometimes they rule in harmony with those prejudices and biases. That is particularly true when judges are dealing with religious matters. Some American judges, including federal judges, have made some of the most outlandish decisions imaginable. They have stuck their collective noses in areas they had no right to judge. The harm they have done cannot be measured. Gallio said to the Jews, "But if it be a question of words and names, and of your law, look to it, for I will not judge of such matters." And he drove them from the judgment seat. Acts 18:15 and 16. Gallio was not denying that the law of the Jews was important, although he may have believed that. He was simply stating that a civil court was not the place for such matters. I have known of a few cases where the judges used such wisdom. Members of churches sometimes sue other members of the church. Wise judges will tell them to go home and settle the dispute among themselves. Tragically, legal difficulties occurred in the church at Corinth. They were going to law before the unjust and not before the saints. Paul shamed the Corinthians for such conduct. "Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one who shall be able to judge between his brothers. But brother goes to law with brother, and that before the unbeliever. Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? No, you do wrong and defraud, and that your brothers." 1 Corinthians 6:1-5-8. The Greeks apparently were angered by all the uproar the Jews had caused. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of these things. Acts 18:17. Gallio was right in dismissing the charges against Paul, but he was insensitive and cruel in allowing the Greeks to beat Sosthenes. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.